Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, "But the spiritual nature produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There are no laws against things like that." Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that's true. Well, let me encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, that, you know, Henry Van Dyke wrote a beautiful hymn, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, God of Glory, Lord of Love." And the history of this hymn is very beautiful, which I would like to share with you. And while gazing at the magnificent Berkshire mountains of Massachusetts, Henry Van Dyke described in "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee" the many aspects of life that should bring us joy. He insisted that his text, written in 1911, be sung to the music of Hymn of Joy from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. This combination of words and great music makes "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee" one of the most joyous expressions of any hymn in the English language. One of the forceful ideas expressed by Van Dyke is that God's gracious love for us should create a greater brother love for our fellow man. With God's help, we can become victorious over strife and be lifted to the joy divine as we daily show more love to others. Henry Van Dyke was a distinguished Presbyterian minister who served as a moderator of his denomination for a time and as a Navy chaplain in World War I. Later, he was ambassador to Holland and Luxembourg under President Wilson. He also served a number of years as a professor of literature at Princeton University. High honors came to him for his many devotional writings. Yet this one inspiring hymn is the reason Van Dyke is best remembered today. And I will attach the link of the hymn for you to hear it. You will thoroughly enjoy it. The lyrics are there. And sing along and you'll be blessed. The question is, would it be possible for you to offer your praise to God for His matchless love in some creative way? Maybe an original poetry, music, painting, drama, etc. You know, whatever. What would you do today to express your praise unto God? Well, take this opportunity and do what you like the most in expressing your love unto your Savior and blessing the name of Jehovah through art, through poetry, through music, whatever enchants you, whatever you are gifted with, you can use it for the glory of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have given into our lives. Abba, Father, we are, Lord, honored to be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are honored and privileged to belong to Yeshua. And Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you for your grace and glory that abounds over our lives. We thank you for the gift of salvation that you have given unto us. We thank you that today, Lord, you have given us yet another opportunity in the land of the living to praise the name of Yeshua. Abba, Father, I pray that today you will bless us, enlarge our territory, increase our borders, keep us from the evil one, and bless us abundantly. Abba, Father, today I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I pray, Lord, that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. Your blessings will overtake them. They will always be above and never below. They will enjoy the altitude and abundance of God upon their lives in Jesus' name. In every aspect, they will thrive, flourish, and prosper because they belong to you and they represent you in the marketplace. Abba, Father, I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. But Lord, you know it, and I pray that, Father, every power of the enemy that worketh against your people through disease, through sickness, through affliction, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your anointing of healing to flow upon them. Even right now, they will be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.